Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
The Alzheimer's Foundation of America is hosting a free virtual Alzheimer's educational conference for Michigan residents, part of a nationwide tour that they're doing this summer. Here to tell us more about it, the president and CEO of the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, Chuck Fischillo. Chuck, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Yeah, this conference is free. It's open to everybody in Michigan. And, you know, we're doing it because there's more than 190,000 residents in Michigan that are currently living with Alzheimer's disease. And we feel this conference will provide the knowledge of current Alzheimer's research, long-term care planning, and other brain health tips and caregiver strategies.
Caregiver strategies, so important because those are the folks that really need some insight and some help, aren't they?
Absolutely, and that's why we were founded 20 years ago here at the Alzheimer's Foundation of America by a caregiver to make sure that nobody goes on this journey alone. We have a helpline that's staffed by licensed social workers, open 7 days a week, and they're ready to answer any call about Alzheimer's disease, caregiving support, and that number is free. It's 866-232-8484.
We're learning more about Alzheimer's and dementia, aren't we?
We are, and it's being better diagnosis, and there's a greater awareness. But there's always a confusion of what Alzheimer's disease is and dementia. Alzheimer's is a disease itself. Dementia itself is not a disease. But Alzheimer's disease is a progressive brain disorder that impacts an individual's memory, thinking, language skills, and the ability to carry out simple tasks.
So you're going to have some of the leading experts from around Michigan available in this virtual conference next month, right?
Yeah, we are. You know, from the University of Michigan Medical School, we're going to have a doctor who's going to talk about her current research, which examines how someone living with dementia and their family care partners impact another one's health. We're going to have an elder law attorney to talk about something, Paul, people don't want to talk about, long-term care planning and, you know, having the necessary financial and health documents in place. And then we're going to have an individual from West Bloomfield, who has been living with Lewy body dementia for the past 11 years. And he's going to talk about, you know, his research and what he's going through, the symptoms and warning signs.
Should be very interesting. And this, we should point out, is free to anybody who wants to participate, right?
It is. And individuals can just go to our website here at the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, and that's ALZFDN.org/tour. All you need to do is register. It's free, and you'll get a notification, you know, that the conference is Wednesday, July 13th from 10 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. And if, Paul, anybody has any questions about this free conference, they can call AFA at 866-232-8484.
You mentioned some of the research that's been being done into Alzheimer's. I think that's something that people really want to know is, you know, is there some hope, you know, in the future for dealing with Alzheimer's disease? And it sounds like there is some real reason for optimism, isn't there?
You're absolutely correct, and that's the hope part of what we do, you know, to provide caregiver support. We also fund research all over the United States, and it's critically important that we're part of what could be a cure or better treatment. There's many trials going on right now, and we do hold out hope that one day there will be a cure, but in the near future, better treatment to deal with this disease.
July 13th is the day. It's from 10 a.m. to 12:45 p.m., so that's just a few weeks away. And again, you can go to the Alzheimer Foundation of America website. And what was that website again, Chuck?
ALZFDN.org.
We will check it out. Thanks for the information. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.